Good morning. The storm system that brought a variety of weather to interior New York and New England Sunday and Sunday night is now located well east of Cape Cod. The storm system will intensify while hooking up into the Canadian Maritimes. Meanwhile, precipitation will wind down across the region with scattered light rain and snow showers this morning. At the same time, a cold front is diving in from southern Canada. This will produce mostly cloudy skies into the afternoon with scattered light rain and snow showers as it passes by. The wind will increase dramatically with the passage of this front, and while out ahead of it, temperatures will reach into the upper 30s to around 40 the first part of the day today. Readings will either hold steady or even drop off behind the front later on in the afternoon. The ultimate result behind this front will be for drier weather to build in for the night tonight. Still a few scattered snow showers around, though temperatures will drop back into the teens to around 20 for overnight lows. This will set us up for a dry but much colder day on Tuesday, with partly sunny skies and a gusty northwest wind. High temperatures will remain in the middle and upper 20s, but wind chill values will be much lower. Readings will moderate as a ridge of high pressure builds in for the day on Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny and dry back into the mid-30s. We'll push into the lower 40s on Thursday. Any sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as another storm begins to take shape in the middle of the country. This next system will work its way from the southern plains into the Great Lakes, bringing milder air with it on Friday, but also a good chance of rain to round out the work week. High temperatures on Friday afternoon with the wet weather in the upper 40s to around 50. The storm system will continue to push through on Saturday with leftover showers and highs in the mid-40s. Then, with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be drier on Sunday, but breezy and cooler with a few rain showers, highs in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the low pressure system that has affected the eastern United States with heavy rain over the past couple of days is now mainly offshore. However, there'll be enough wraparound moisture to the northwest of the low to generate a band of moderate to heavy snow across northern New England, particularly eastern Maine, where 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely with locally higher amounts. Meanwhile, the weather pattern continues to remain quite active for the West Coast and Intermountain West as two separate events affect this region. The first is ongoing, with a Pacific cold front bringing widespread rain and mountain snow from central California to the northern Rockies. There'll be not much of a break before the second storm arrives this evening and continues into tomorrow. This will also have a deep onshore flow associated with it, and given the tight pressure gradient, strong and gusty winds are likely for coastal areas and exposed to rain. Snowfall with this system could easily exceed a foot for the Washington Cascades and the Idaho Mountains with the second event. Elsewhere across the continental United States, mainly dry conditions are expected from the Rockies to Florida as an expansive high pressure ridge governs the weather pattern for the first half of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with snow grains and fog, 27 degrees, with a southeast wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy, becoming breezy with any showers ending and highs in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 36 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 32, that's 4 degrees above normal. 48 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday. We also had 7/10 of an inch of snow and sleet. For the month now, 2.6 inches, which is 3.5 inches of snow below normal, and 13.0 inches for the year, which is 3.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high 59 set in 1984 and the record low 8 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and becoming breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam. Also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows around 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, 20s. Mostly sunny back into the mid-30s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Thursday. A good chance of rain in the upper 40s on Friday. Scattered showers in the mid-40s Saturday. And a few snow showers, breezy on Sunday, back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.